The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, darshins from a pasuk Lo Yisasun Iti, that we darshin Lo Yisasun Oisi, that a person is not allowed to create and fashion the image of a person. You're not allowed to make Tzura Sa'odam. And this is learnt out from the fact that a person is created B'Tzelem Lekim, he's created in the likeness of the Ribbono Shalom, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, don't create something that's similar to me. Lo Yisasun Iti, Lo Yisasun Oisi, don't create something that's in the likeness of me, which means don't create the image of a person. So there's an Isser to create Tzuras Adam. This is an Isser Deiraisa. However, the Rambam, and this is the way the Shulchan Aruch passes as well, in Yerideya Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, tells us that there's a tremendous qualification to this Isser. And the Isser to create the image of a person only applies if it's three-dimensional. If it sticks outward, it's boiletis. It juts outward, it's not shaykas, it's not sticking in, it's not engraved in some type of surface, rather it's three-dimensional. That's the only time the Isser applies. So if you have, let's say, a person who wants to make a picture of a person, that won't be Usser, because since it's not boiletis, it's not considered Usser, it's not considered the real image of a person. Now, the question now becomes, how far does this Isser Deraisa extend? For instance, if let's say a person buys a doll for his child, and the doll, after being used for a few weeks, breaks, the arm falls off, the leg falls off. Is it also Deraisa to fix the doll, because now you have fashioned something that's Tzura Sa'adam, and it's also Deraisa, it's like Sasuniti. Is it also to have a doll? You're allowed to purchase a doll if it's made by a guy. So these are the questions that have to be addressed, and this is discussed in the Paiskim. So first let's discuss the first Nakuda, and that is, if let's say you yourself create a doll, is this a violation of the Isser Deraisa of Leisasun Iti? And then the question will become, if let's say it breaks, you have a doll and it breaks, the leg falls off, is it also for you to fix it? Because now you're thereby fashioning the Tzura Sa'od. So there's a tremendous chiddush that the Rambam tells us. And the question is, if we paskin like this Rambam, the Rambam ties this Isser of creating the Tzuras Adam to the Isser of Avodah Zarah. And the Rambam says that the reason why you're not allowed to create a three-dimensional image of a person is because people who see this person, who see this Dmus HaAdam, will think that it's an Avodah Zarah and they'll come to worship it. We're afraid that the Toyim might come, the people who make mistakes, and they'll think that it's an Avodah Zarah and they'll thereby come to worship this item and therefore make sure not to create Tzura Sa'adam. So there's Rambam somehow links this Isser of creating Tzura Sa'adam to the Isser of Avodah Zarah, and he says that it's based on the Chashash, that people will witness what you did and they'll think that it's an Avodah Zarah and they'll serve it. And the question is, where did the Rambam get this from? And do we pass him like this Rambam? Now, what would be the nafkamina from this Rambam? Says the Chassam Sofer, if, let's say, you have the type of image that no one would ever come to serve, because it's an image that's mevuze, it's not something that's a respectable image, it's not something that's a prestigious image. Is this included in the Isser, the Raisa of Leisasun Iti? Says the Maharit, it's mutter. Because according to the Rambam, the Isser only applies in a case where people will think that it's an Avodah Zarah and they'll come to worship this image. So if it's an image that's a mevuzadik image, if it's not something that's respectful, it's not something that brings upon any image of chashivos, memela, we would assume that it would be mutter, because no toyim would think that this is an Avodah Zarah, no one will ever worship this image. So Zok the Maharit, if you have, let's say, a very mevuzadik image, there'll be no Isser of Lesasniti, and this would be a nafkina by dolls. A doll, l'chayr, is the type of item that will never be something that people will worship, because it's a kid's toy, and it's not something that is prestigious, and therefore, it's not something that there's a chashash that people will come to serve. The Chassam Sofer was asked about a person in art school, one of the things that they had to do was to make sculptures, and sometimes they had to make sculptures of people. And the question is, was this usher in all cases, or was there some justification, some type of scenario in which he could actually create the Tzura Sa'adam? So the Chasam Sofer brings this Rambam and he says perhaps there would be some type of hefter based on the Rambam if it's the type of image that no one will ever come to serve because it's not a choshevah image. However, the Chasam Sofer says it's difficult to rely on this Rambam because the Rambam doesn't seem to have a makor and it's a very shvera Rambam where the Rambam somehow puts in this svara as to when explaining this Isser of Lysasaniti. And Mela, the Chasam Sofer wants to say that you wouldn't be able to be samech on the Rambam. Now, the Chasam Sofer's way of being makel based on the Rambam is not the same as the Maharit. The Maharit was talking about, let's say, an image that's not respectful, that's not mevuzeh, that's not choshev, it's an image that's a mevuzeh, and therefore no one will ever come to worship. So, if them, zok the Maharit, lefi the Rambam would be mutter, because according to the Rambam, the entire Israel is based on the chashash that people will come to serve it. The Chasam Sofer was talking about a different heter based on the Rambam. The Chasam Sofer was saying that perhaps this person in art school could make an image of a person and immediately upon completing it, break it, ruin it, and in that case, there will never be a chashash that anyone will come to worship it because as soon as it has been completed, you have learned your trade, it's been a good practice, it's been good training, and immediately you'll ruin it, and then you won't have any chashash that people ever come to worship it. And Mela, lefi the Rambam, it should be mutter, because according to the Rambam, the whole Isser is based on the chashash that people will come to worship it. However, as we mentioned, the Chasam Sofer says it's hard to rely on this Rambam, because Lamaisa, it's seemingly not with a clear makor. And therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, a person could go to art school, but make sure to, let's say, ruin the image somewhat, in a way that it ruins its Tzura, and therefore is not included in the Isser. So if let's say you wipe out one of the eyes, you smash the nose, you do some type of ruining of the image that will be matter, the image mitzad the Isser of Lysasun Iti. Now, how do we paskin? So, there is a Ritva that disagrees with the Rambam. The Ritva holds that fakert. The Isser has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah, and the Isser is don't create an image of a person because a person is someone like him and you're disrespecting the Rebbein Shalom by creating an image that's similar to him. It's not right. It's not yashar to go ahead and take some other image and you go ahead and fashion something that's B'Tzalom Elokim. You're being disrespectful to the B'Tzalom Elokim by fashioning something that's in the likeness of the Rebbein Shalom, and that is the basis of the Isser. Now, according to the Ritva, Faker, the more mevuzeh it is, the more Isser it is, because the more of a disrespect that you're doing to the image of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to the Semelikim, and therefore, when it comes to, let's say, creating a doll, or fixing a doll that's been broken, Faker, Zichr also litvi the Ritva, if anything, it's more also, because it's more of a disrespect, and it's more dishonorable what you're doing, because you are taking something that's the Semelikim, and you're making something that's a doll, that's a Dover Mevuzeh from something that is, something that resembles Rimanjah. So the question is, how do we pass? Do we pass them like the Ritva, and it would therefore be also to make a doll, and perhaps fix a doll if it gets broken? Or do we pass them like the Rambam, that it's motor? So this is a machlik, it's a paiskim. Some paiskim are makel, and the Ravad Yosef was makel. Other paiskim are machmer. Some paiskim say, hamachmer tovid lebrocho. And I saw from other achrenim also that they say that even though me'ikra din, mistam v'haloch is like the Rambam, but again, hamachmer tovei lev bracha, perhaps a person should refrain from creating a doll in the first place. Now, this was all with respect to the isser of creating a doll in the first place. Does it apply to an image that's a mevuzedek image, an image that's not a respectful image, such as a doll, which is a kid's toy, or does it apply even to such a image? The question now is, what about a case where a goy made a doll, and you purchased it, and you want to give it to your child, is there any Isser involved in giving your child a doll, which is a kid's toy? Or perhaps do we say that somehow it's also because it's Tzura Sa'adam? So the truth is that there is an Isser of being Masha in your Rishus, an image of a person that was even created by a goy. It's also Lahashoysam, but this is an Isser Drabon. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea, Simin Kuf Mem Aleph, Siv Dalet, tells us that even if a goy created the image of a person in a three-dimensional image, it's osur midrabbanan for you to leave it in your rishus, even though you didn't create it, mipnei ha-chashad, because of the chashad. The Taz says, what is the chashad? The chashad is that people will think that you serve this image and you are over this image as an avodah zarah. That's the chashad. And there's actually a machlokes ha-poskim. Some poskim say that the chashad is not that you serve this and that you worship it, but rather that you made it. The chashash that you perhaps made it. But al-kuponim, according to the Taz, there's the iser of being mashed in your rishus because of the chashash that you serve it. And therefore, says the Chacham HaZadom, halacha l'maisa, when it comes to this iser midrabanon of shehiya, of having it in your rishus, if you didn't actually fashion the image, it's mutter when it comes to something like a kid's toy, a doll, which is something that doesn't have a chashan, because you would never come to serve it, because it's not a choshava image. Memela, you could be mater, and you could allow the child to have this doll, even though it's tsuris adam, because since you didn't make it, it's only you keeping it, which is only an ister drabonon. The ister drabonon is only out chashan, and there's no chashan. No one will come to suspect you of worshipping this image. And that's taka how most boys can assume the maisa, based on this chacham sodom, that it's mutter if it's a disrespectful and not a prestigious image. However, there are machmirim, and there are shittas that hold that no, you have to be machmir, and even if a person wants to buy a doll for his child, it's a problem of tsuras adam, it's a problem of this ister rabbanon of being mashet in your rishos, and therefore you should break the nose, you should break some type of organ of this doll in order to ensure that it's not a violation of leisasun iti. Now, some Paiskim say that the Chumra is only because some Paiskim hold that the Chashad is based on the Chashad that you made it and not that you worship it. But Akoponim, there is a Shita that's Machmer, and that's Taka how some people are Noyig. Some people are Noyig to be Machmer and to break the nose, even though the Iker Halacha is Lahakil, like the Chacham Sodom.